The COVID-19 pandemic is having a real impact on the financial health of Vermonters. The latest VPR Vermont PBS poll asked a number of questions about how the pandemic is affecting household incomes. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, a lot of people are hurting.
Laura Erlanger's introduction to Vermont's unemployment insurance program did not go well.
Unemployment was literally a full-time job for me. I was on the phone every day, and I was getting no money, and I had a mortgage. I had stopped paying my mortgage, and I was dealing with them. I mean, it was awful. At one point, I broke out in hives all over my body.
Erlanger lost her job as a substitute teacher in Brattleboro when the schools closed in March due to the pandemic. And she was one of the thousands of Vermonters who overwhelmed the Labor Department's unemployment claim lines. Erlanger eventually got unemployment payments for a while, but as a substitute teacher, she's not entitled to continue receiving money in the summer. There are still a lot of questions about what the upcoming school year will look like, and Erlanger, who is 70, says her doctor doesn't think she should go back into the classroom anyway. And so, she says, things are getting desperate.
I'm terrified about money, you know, and in time of pandemic, when there are no jobs to be had, what are we supposed to do?
A lot of Vermonters are wondering the same thing, according to the latest VPR Vermont PBS poll. 70% of those who answered the poll said the COVID-19 outbreak was a threat to their personal financial situation. That response was pretty evenly split between men and women and between the different regions in the state. A little more than a quarter of the respondents said the pandemic posed a major threat to their economic future. And now that the federal government's $600 unemployment benefit has expired, and as the pandemic extends into the fall, a lot of Vermonters are scared about how they're going to make ends meet.
We knew from the beginning that the money that would be coming from federal and state sources would be too little, too late.
Amanda Whitman is a small business consultant, and she's been helping business owners around Brattleboro navigate the unemployment system and make sure they know about grant programs that are available. The latest jobs report from the Labor Department found that a little more than 32,000 Vermonters were out of work in June, which is four times what it was a year ago. Whitman says the business owners she's been talking to have been piecing together their unemployment and government stimulus checks to keep their doors open.
There are a lot of people who are absolutely terrified because they don't know how they're going to make ends meet, and they don't know how they're going to pay their business expenses or their personal expenses. And in this pandemic situation, I do think that we are looking at, you know, a year and a half, 2 years. We're looking so far out in the future, we don't even know how far out it is. We don't know how this story ends because we have not seen this in our lifetimes.
Allison Korn is a craftsperson who makes silver jewelry out of her studio in Brattleboro. She was just starting her busy season when the pandemic hit. In a normal year, Korn would be right in the middle of showing her work at summer festivals and getting ready for autumn and then the super busy holiday craft fairs. All of that has been canceled.
Right when all of this happened and COVID started and things got shut down, my first big show, I was planning to bring in $5,000 from that show. That got canceled. And so I had nothing. So that was a huge, like all of a sudden I couldn't count on that income that I had been planning to make.
The VPR Vermont PBS poll found that the 74% of the people who responded to the poll said the federal government's $1,200 stimulus payment made a difference in their family's finances. Korn said the check helped her family make ends meet when things got tight at the start of the pandemic. There were wide discrepancies statewide in how the stimulus payments affected households, according to the poll. In Chittenden County, only 19% said the stimulus check made a big difference, while in southern Vermont, that number was 38%. Korn was also receiving the $600 unemployment payments, but they expired at the end of July, and the future, she said, is uncertain.
I'm honestly not sure how we can make it. Right in this moment, I feel like we can. You know, this week we can buy groceries, this week we can pay our mortgage, and probably for the next month or two. Once fall hits, I'm not sure how it'll look.
The VPR Vermont PBS poll is a snapshot in time of how the state is faring a few months into the pandemic. But how long it drags on and what the economy looks like when it's all over still remain to be seen. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.